Welcome back to The Daily Poem, a podcast from Goldberry Studios. I'm Sean Johnson, and today is Monday, April 15th, 2024. Today's poem is by Wendell Berry, and it's called The Plan. Today is also tax day, so if you are listening to this episode and have not filed your tax return, maybe you should come back to this in a few minutes after you've squared that away, filed for an extension at least, something. God bless you. Either way, as you endure this trial, they say that the only inevitabilities, the only sure things in life are death and taxes. And today's poem is sort of the inverse of that truism. It's about a thing that's not likely to happen in this lifetime. As you'll see, I'll read it once, offer a few comments, and then read it one more time. The Plan. My old friend, the owner of a new boat, stops by to ask me to fish with him, and I say I will, both of us knowing that we may never get around to it. It may be years before we're both idle again on the same day. But we make a plan anyhow, in honor of friendship and the fine spring weather and the new boat and our sudden thought of the water shining under the morning fog. It's such a brief and beautiful little poem that starts with the very relatable experience of making plans with that friend that you both sort of know deep down, you suspect will never really come to fruition, and yet you're both making them in good faith. It's not as if one of you is leading the other on or engaging in people-pleasing. Each of you is making a kind of earnest declaration that you would very much like this thing to happen, even if you both fear and suspect that it will never happen. So these two friends agree to take the boat out and fish together. And the rationale that we get here in the final stanzas lifts off beautifully into something sublime and transcendent in the end, as if even in the mind of the speaker, as he's making the justifications or the rationalizations, he comes to one that is not like the others, one that is higher and better. And at that moment, this vista of a new world opens up, perhaps an eternity in which friends will fish together often, as often as they please, and sooner rather than later. Here's the plan one more time. My old friend, the owner of a new boat, stops by to ask me to fish with him, and I say I will, both of us knowing that we may never get around to it. It may be years before we're both idle again on the same day, but we make a plan anyhow, in honor of friendship, and the fine spring weather, and the new boat, and our sudden thought of the water shining under the morning fog. This has been The Daily Poem. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another poem for you. To listen to past episodes or to support this show, please visit dailypoempod.substack.com. And if you found out that you're getting a generous tax return from our rather officious and demanding government, remember us here at The Daily Poem. On behalf of all of us at Goldberry Studios, I'm Sean Johnson. Until next time, happy reading.